Mark Short on SCOTUS, Trump put out his list, we still haven't seen a list from Joe Biden. By Trent Baker on September 20, 2020. Vice President Mike Pence Chief of Staff Mark Short on Sunday sounded off on President Donald Trump replacing recently deceased Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Short told CNN State of the Union host Jake Tapper that Trump intends to stick with his obligation to nominate a replacement for Ginsburg. In rejecting the notion of hypocrisy for the GOP in nominating a Supreme Court justice, question why 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has not unveiled his list of potential nominees. I think that the president is prepared to make a nomination very soon, Short revealed. I think, as you know, we have had a couple of nominations that have provided the president a chance to interview a lot of candidates. He's narrowed his list. And he looks forward to making a nomination and fulfilling his obligation as president to make a nomination. As some of your guests have commented already this morning, the reality in history is that there's been 29 vacancies during a presidential election year. And, 29 times, presidents have put forward a nominee. So, the president's going to stick with his obligation to do that. He looks forward to making a nominee that I think the American people will be proud of. And it's one of the reasons they elected Donald Trump to be president in 2016, was because he made the Supreme Court a central part of his candidacy. Regarding the politics of this, again, the people of America elected Donald Trump president in 2016 in large part because he was so transparent and put forward a list and say, here's who I would nominate, he later added. We still haven't seen a list from Joe Biden. We would welcome a list from Joe Biden that would show the American people. If he's elected, here's who I would appoint to the Supreme Court. But, as far as the politics of it, I think the American people wanted Donald Trump to be in a position to make these nominations. And it's his obligation to do so. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.